Well, hello there, and you join me today at start, or partway along the start of the Bristol to Bath cycle railway path. It's a cycleway, and there's also a road walkway as well, linking the two cities, and it crosses the former track bed in places of the former Midland Railway, which ran between Bristol and Leeds and Bath Green Park Station, providing an alternative route to the Great Western Railway's Bristol and Leeds to Bath Spa route, which is still in existence. I'm going into a bridge now, and let's have a look what it says here. A second. Okay, we've got some murals. This is Railway Passage. There's pictures of trains, murals of trains. It's obviously done in the 80s and 90s, looks like, with British Rail Intercity logos. And that's the train 5660 LMS coming on there. So, I'd say it's very popular with cyclists. That's a whizzing part of me. And I'm going to continue now, going along here, taking to Bath. Not sure if I'm on the right side of the track, but difficult is it's sort of split in half here. And I'm not very much on the cycle bit or the walkway bit. Maybe over to my left and say, presume this is the walkway bit, really. For pedestrians. And get past Barton Hill, I think, on my left. Council High Rise Flats. Keep on going anyway. Let's see where this takes us. Car park to my right, council flats to my left, the greenery, so green railings, arch railings on my to my left, trees planted as well. And onwards we go. So, going to Lawrence Hill area of Bristol now, by the looks of things. A bit of bench set to my left on the green triangle of grass. Continue nevertheless. Go on the main road. There's a first double decker bus has crossed over it ahead of me. And we're going on here. To make a detour to my right, because I just discovered it actually looked like a mothballed railway line. Looks very rusty indeed. I don't think that it's been used for the transportation of railway engines and carriages and what have you. Looks like it's more been used for the dumping track, quite frankly, like I said. Well, what is actually quite nice here is that all the lanes that sort of come off the path, they've done rather attractively in what sort of old style, passenger style station names. So Brixton Road, I've just gone past. Okay. No. You're crossing just down from Lawrence Hill Station, which is on the Seven Beach line between Seven Leeds and Seven Beach, and also for trains going out to Gloss in the north, cross country services, and services to South Wales as well. Involve Cardiff. We'll go there, so we cross over the main NASA rail lines. As we go through Lawrence Hill, and the sun seems to be making an appearance. It's going to be getting warmer. See pockets of blue sky ahead of me. It's got a few clouds, and seems to be head eastward out of Bristol. The sun comes up. It's impressive. So anyway, on we go. We're in Housing Stock to my right as we go into Lawrence Hill. And what they've done also along the fact they've done mile markers to state how far we are. Okay, this is the Eastern, and this is Bristol 1.5 miles, bar 14.5 miles. It's Community Centre, Hospital Avenue, and Broom Jetty Road, creating 1 in 70, the Open Value Project, opposed by Katie Nutt and Local Children, supported by the Countryside Commission and Sustrans Spring 1988. So, only 14.5 miles to go till we get to Bath. Better get a move on then. This route I've done several times. Pleasant job, actually. Quite easy because it's mostly tarmac for these cyclists, bicyclists. And going past the playing area beside me. Blue turf? Interesting. Never mind. Anyway, I digress. Right. So, we're here. We're walking eastwards along the Bristol to Bath railway path, which was the former trackbed of the Midland Railway. It went as far as Mangusfield and then would diverge. There's a wonderful station up there. In fact, there's loads of good preserved stations along the route. Sadly, no trains. And, yeah, the platforms in most cases have been preserved, and thanks for the junction was where it branched up to Gloss in the north, or the branch went on to Bath Green Park Station via Kelton, just to the north of the River Avon, really, from the its corresponding Great Western Railway line, which is obviously still exists today, running between Bristol, Dunmeads, Bath Spa, and onwards to London Paddington. So anyway, as you can tell, it's quite a popular walk. I've done the whole 14.5 miles myself a few times, and hopefully I'll be taking you good guys with me in the next few weeks as we do sections of the railway path. And so, see how far we go. we're still going through the Lawrence Hill area. I haven't gone past it now. So he said we crossed over Lawrence Hill station, which is on Latton, and we're going past turn off to 13 Colston Road. And we the road seems to be some of that's housing and terrace as well, and other things. Yeah, and there are a road bridge here. Wind's picking up a little bit, as you can probably tell. And off we go. So, kind of, they put street lights here. So obviously, because there's a few years ago, there's been lots of danger about safety on the path. Because obviously, lots of cyclists use it to get home from work or in the evenings or whatever. In winter months, obviously, when it's dark and what have you. Then there was a space, also the muggings and what have you, that sadly took place here. Not in this particular area, I don't think, but along the path in general. In the Bristol suburbs, and made obviously local news both on radio and in the press, and so security has been heightened up. There is some interesting graffiti that's been put on the path, part one a while back, saying child labour, and it's a bit interesting, quite sure. Matt was trying to imply, but anyway, and looks like we're going past what might have been a former station of sorts, that's what you see going on it. Got a slow sign. Another one of these mile markers. Let's see what this one says. Let's have a look. Okay, we're now we've done half a mile. That's one. It's supposed to be 1¾ miles, bar 14 miles. Gradient is 1 in 7. So jump down there. Okay, so only 40 miles to go to Bath. And we've got another sign up here. There we need one in the event. So you guys see what this says. Well, anyway, we've got a big welcome to the path, and it tells you all about the landscape, and as we keep going on, the mine closed in the late 1960s. It's about the end of an interesting railway history, and the section from Mangotsfield to Bristol to be one of the earlier railways, opening in 1885. Used gravity and horses to bring wagons and coal from the mines of the Kingswood area to Bristol Harbour. Within a few years, the line was converted for the use of steam trains and became a part of the expanding